Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Merry Christmas, pet keepers. Welcome to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, it's a beautiful day today. You know, everyone's in the Christmas spirit. Tonight, it's Christmas Eve, and boy, we just had to think of what would be a great thing to talk about on a night like this, and we just came up with great ideas because, Rick, I know education matters a heck of a lot to you, so boy, did we find some educators or what?
Yeah, this show, I guess, is my Christmas present, so I appreciate it, Lee.
It's the least I could do.
Yeah, this is my favorite topic. I would say if there's anything that gets me excited and gets me moving, any kind of cause, you know, we run a retail establishment that's commercial, right? So it's just a buy and sell, try to make profit kind of thing. Parlay that into what we have at our store. What really makes the difference is education. You know, the ability to make people better educated people, and no better topic than this to drive home the point of how it affects every child that's sitting out there. This is not, we are commercial, but the reality is we all are in some way because we have to make ends meet. But what really drives me, what really pumps me, is exactly what this show is today. And so I'm excited.
Right. Well, you should be, because the folks we're going to speak with today have come up with some of the most innovative programs in the country to teach kids about animals. Our first guest, we're going to talk with Des Moines, Iowa. And right now, whenever anyone's talking about Iowa, they're talking about politics, because I hear there's a caucus coming up there, but we're not. We're going to talk with a teacher who has actually built the most unbelievable, I can't even use the word aquarium because it doesn't even begin to give proper credit where it's due, inside of a high school. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Right. You know, when you, back years and years ago, I started the idea of, or I didn't start, but I tried to create a lot of enthusiasm for the idea of reef tanks in the classroom at a more national level. And as things turn out, some 10 years later, I got to go to a marine conference, and within that town was this particular place. This is fantastic. You would not believe it. When we talk about having an aquarium in your classroom, no. The classroom is a public aquarium. It's like, you know, sheds quality. You know, it basically 14,000 square foot, and it's basically got all the amenities that you would expect out of any public aquarium, all to teach two things: marine science and aquarium science.
Wow, that's amazing. And then we're also going to have a conversation with Margaret Holtschlag, who happens to have been Michigan Teacher of the Year. And she came up with a great idea involving the zoo. Talk about that.
Yeah, here's another world-class idea. Both of these are world-class ideas and nothing like it. And right here in Lansing, right here at Potters Park Zoo, along with Binders Park, it's a program to introduce kids to a whole different world of animal keeping. So we'll hear more about her and how fantastic this program is. And I know by talking to teachers throughout the community that this is the signature event. I'm very familiar with a lot of the nature centers in the area. They all bring up the big zoo lesson.
Right. Well, it is a great idea. And then finally, we're going to talk with Mark Stevens with Michigan State University, where he does a program called Salmon in the Classroom. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So Mark's got this very fantastic program that he's connected with, and it's a very big one here in Michigan because it's supported by the DNR. And it's basically where kids get salmon eggs. and get to watch them not only hatch, but rear them up for several months until they're at a size where they can release them into the river.
Right, and then they can swim against the current, like we've always heard that they like to do. So that's it. We've got a full table for you. We're going to have a great Christmas Eve. Just keep on listening, and we'll bring all the information to you right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.